Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The gospel reading from St. Matthew that we heard just a few moments ago is, it takes place right at the very beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And that is at the very beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. You see, first came the Beatitudes, and then Jesus proclaiming that you and I are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. It's a rather daunting task, wouldn't you say? I mean, how up to it do you feel that you can help keep moral values among all the people around you? How strong do you feel towards wiping out sin in the world? Especially in this land where we live, or even in your own homes. And let me give you a hint. You aren't, you can't. As many of us get older, I can without a doubt say many of us have been taught, blessed, and strengthened by the good news of our Savior Jesus Christ and his servant attitude towards mankind, doing the will of his Father. Here today in Matthew's Gospel, we're given our marching orders, if you will. We're given them and receiving our calling and our identity as disciples of Christ. And our Savior's going to continue to teach us more and more with all of his authority, clear up to that time that he'll take us to be with him. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." So why don't we act like it? This isn't a law statement by Jesus. It's all gospel. It's good news, for look at how often many people around you may wander aimlessly, not knowing what their lot in life is. Many don't even know what they're supposed to be doing, or how we're to conduct ourselves with one another, or even know how or why to keep a job or raise a family. There's a man who did all he could to destroy the Christian faith. Even he murdered men and women who believed Jesus is the true Messiah. Not exactly a good neighbor kind of a guy. And then after he met Jesus along the road, he said, "I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God." Of course, you know I'm talking about St. Paul. And might you know I could say the very same thing. But then so could you. You've received God's grace. You've been given the Holy Spirit. You certainly aren't the greatest in the kingdom of God, but then neither am I. But as we are saints basking in the glory of Jesus Christ, you and I have been given the ability to bring the light of Jesus Christ into this world and to share with each other God's plan for salvation. Earlier this morning, I asked the adult Bible class if they felt like they were influential in the world today. Christians are. You are. Jesus has called you to live a life of remarkable purity, faithfulness, show great devotion, and especially express a great love towards one another. He's also instilled within you an abundance of generosity. And that means you've got a giving heart. And I know the folks here at Zion are very warm, accepting of many others, and very generous as well. But come on, you're Lutherans. At the Reformation, it was rejected. You are above any ordinary Christian. You're the same. And what I mean by that is, look at the neighboring congregations, the other churches, the other Christian churches in this, even in Whitley County, right around us. Take a glance at what they are doing to advance the gospel of Christ in our community. Some of their work is pretty amazing. Some of the things they do are awesome. I'm also delighted that many Christians are trying to tell others about Jesus. It's wonderful to live in our county. The expression of a faith that goes on publicly is pretty amazing. Even our mayor and his wife. But to be honest with you, here at Zion, we've kind of slowed down just a little bit. I know one factor is many of our folks have gotten a bit older, but that doesn't mean we should just give up or think that we've done enough. One great matriarch of our congregation has told me a couple of times, age is only a number. As this day we study our Lord declaring that you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, there's an important distinction to be made about this gift given by God. What Jesus is giving you is his righteousness. By having obtained this remarkable quality of being morally upright and justified before God, you've been made free to do that which is right and according to the will of God. According to God's own holy word, you've been called not to live ordinary lives, regardless of what vocation you have, or live like non-believers do. That notion's to be rejected, folks. Each of you, within whatever position or status of life you have, you are called to share God's word with other people who either don't believe or those who've been taken and walked away from our faith. In your hearing today, Jesus calls each of you to be extraordinary. He says, be extraordinary husbands and wives. He calls you to be incredible neighbors and employees, to be a magnificent parent and grandparent. And he wants you to be powerful citizens, both in this life and in this place, and in the kingdom of God. But your deeds and your words, it's a very daunting task. It's scary sometimes. But being in faith from the Holy Spirit, you will be salt. You'll be like one who will help cure this world of evil and corruptness. And you will be like a light, a bright light in this world covered in darkness. You remember that cute little song you'd sing when you were really young in Sunday school? And then you taught it to your children and maybe to your grandchildren. About this little gospel light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine. You remember the other verses to it? No, I'm not going to sing it. But all around the neighborhood, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No! I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No! I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Have you forgotten what your Sunday school teacher told you what that song meant? It means that both your words and your deeds are quite necessary. Mm-hmm. That's you telling others the wonderful work of Christ and his love for all of mankind. And then they see your good works. They see you living the way that God wants you to be. They'll hear the good news and they will see Jesus in your actions and in your deeds and in your words. For your words without deeds won't help save anyone. They'll forget all you've said and even wonder, who is that person anyways? And then, of course, your good works without the words of Jesus, without the words of Christ, those won't bring anyone to stand as a disciple or partake of his sacraments or even come to church. Jesus wants you to stand as a disciple only because of his forgiveness and his blessings. It's in the brightness of his light that you can let your light so shine. Then there's a lot of talk about the law in today's gospel. Jesus even lays out a warning which will come about that person who eases up on any part of the law. But there's good news here too. Jesus tells you just how to live and obey the commandments of God. He says, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Then he says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes or the Pharisees, you'll never enter into the kingdom of heaven. Didn't we just hear that Jesus has given you his righteousness? How can any earthly person exceed the righteousness of Christ? That by God so loving the world and sending his son for you, he's redeemed you. He's given you that righteousness. And he's renewed your relationship with God, the Father in heaven. A relationship that's going to last forever and ever. Oh, do we praise you, O Lord God Almighty. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.